מסכת בבא קמא, פרק ט, משנה says, הגוזל את חברו שווה פירוטה. Somebody steals from his friend the worth of שווה פירוטה, something of worth. ונשבע לו, and he swore falsely that he didn't steal, but later on, it's found out that he did, and he admits it, he confesses that he stole an item. In this case, we say that he has to add a homesh, he has to add a 1/5 amount, plus the principal that he stole, and he has to return it back to the owner. We use the word fifth over here, and this is the way the Torah phrases it, but it's actually really 25% of the original amount. That's really what it turns into, which is a fifth of the concluding total amount that it ends up with. So if he stole $100, he has to add $25 to it. That total amount of 125, it ends up being 1/5 of that. That's why we use the word fifth. So back to our Mishnah, v'nish balo, he swears that he didn't steal, but it later comes out that he didn't. He confesses, yolichenu aharav afil lemada. He has to bring the stolen object back with the penalty, all the way back even to the original owner, even if the owner is in a very far country of Madai. Even if he's far away, you got to bring it to him directly. Lo yiten lo libno v'lo lishlucho. He's not allowed to give it to the owner's son or to the shaliach, the agent of the owner, and tell them to bring it all the way. No, he has to rather bring it directly to the owner itself. This is what the Torah tells us, that he has to bring it directly to that person. But Hachamim said, if we don't allow this person to do teshuvah, because he has to bring an asham offering as well. He has to bring a korban to atone for his theft as well. This person's never going to get it all the way to Madai. He's never going to get the item there, and it's going to prevent him from doing teshuvah, or else maybe it'll just kick the can down the road, and he'll do it in years to come. But while he's in limbo, he has this avera on his head. So Hachamim said, Aval noten li shaliach beddin. Hachamim said, if he wants to give the item to the shaliach beddin, to an agent of the court of the beddin, and they can hold it on behalf of the owner, the real owner, that'll help him, because once he deposits it by beddin, he could go forward with his korban asham and start the process of teshuvah. Hachamim wanted to streamline things for him and promote and motivate this thief to make teshuvah. V'imet yahazir liyorshav. But if the owner died before he was paid, the owner of the item, and his item was stolen, then the thief is allowed to give the stolen property to his yorshim, his heirs, his inheritors. They fully take his place, and he has to return the item back to them.